I'm talking with Matthew Lean of Lean Law Offices here in the Hayward Lakes area. And Matthew, I had a question about debt collectors. Now, a lot of us get these offers to check our credit records. We can check our credit record at least once a year for free from all the reporting agencies. But what happens if we find something on our credit record that we don't really believe that that was there? We got to dispute this. How does this happen?
So I think let's talk about where I'm coming from and where I'm going.
Okay.
So the first part is a lot of times debts are bought and sold in America. So let's say Matt Lean runs up an account with Bank of America for 20 grand. He doesn't pay it. That account is likely going to be sold to a debt buyer. Debt buyers are like Portfolio Recovery Associates, Midland Credit Management, et cetera. Everybody's heard of these people. Huh. If you go up to the Sawyer County Clerk of Courts, you probably see 80% of the small claims filings are from those type of entities.
Okay.
You can see them a mile away. So anyways, then what they'll do is they will send what are called dunning letters, collection letters to consumers.
Yeah.
And if they can't collect that, then what they're going to do is they're going to put it on consumers' credit reports. And then you do have options to dispute that. One, when you get the dunning letter, you can send to the debt collector. It says, give me all the proof that you have that this is my debt.
Yeah.
Then they can't collect until you send that proof. Number two, if you see a debt on your credit report, you have a couple of different laws that come into play. One is the Fair Credit Reporting Act, or the FCRA, or the FDCPA, the Fair Debt Collections Practice Act.
Okay.
Under the FCRA, what you do, it's very simple. You take a note, you put your name, you put your social security number on there, you put the account information that you're disputing, you send it to a preordained address that the credit reporting bureaus have. You have to send it to that address.
Oh, yeah.
And what I would recommend you do, Mark, is you send that dog certified mail. You know it got there.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. And then what the credit reporting bureau is supposed to do is they're supposed to send that note through a portal to what's called a furnisher. That's either the debt collector or the original creditor, like Synchrony Bank or Bank of America,
okay,
whoever. And then Bank of America is going to look at it, and they're going to say, well, I agree or I disagree with this dispute. If I disagree, they can say, nope, credit reporting bureau, leave it as is. If they agree with the dispute, they can amend accordingly.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yep.
And then you check your credit report. If it's fixed, great. If it's not, frankly, you can send more disputes if you want, or you can just call me and yeah, I'll help you.
Sure.
The second statute that you can use and the second way that you can dispute a credit account on your credit report is under the FDCPA. If you send this dispute directly to the debt collector under the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, they have to mark the account as disputed. If, in fact, the debt collector doesn't mark the account as disputed, odds are they violated the FDCPA. Your remedies under the FDCPA are up to $1,000 plus attorney fees and costs plus whatever harm that they caused to you. Yeah. So if you disputed it and the account wasn't marked as disputed and you will go over down to Don Johnson to buy a car, but you get zinged for a higher interest rate or fees or whatever because of this, those are actual damages.
Okay.
I've done that before. I know exactly what to do. The Fair Credit Reporting Act, let's say something goes haywire and the creditor doesn't mark the account like it should, you have a remedy under the Fair Credit Reporting Act. That's up to $1,000 actual damages, attorney fees and costs, plus the potential for punitive damages on its top of it as well. Yeah. There's some big sum.
Wow.
Well, these are real penalties. They have real teeth. Unfortunately, you know, 1 out of 1,000 lawyers know what to do.
So what if these debts aren't maybe a short-term loan or an unsecured loan? Maybe it's medical debt. Is there any difference between what's happening with the medical debt world since a lot of us are collecting that?
A couple of things there. One, you have a remedy. A lot of times the hospitals, they have agreements with these debt collectors, like Alliance Collection Agency.
Okay.
I think they're out of Marshfield. The hospitals will send it to Alliance Collections. They're subject to the FDCPA. So if you have a problem or you think they're doing something wrong, let me know.
Yeah.
If it's directly the hospital, there's potential for claims that I haven't tried out yet, but they do pop up. One thing to take into account when it comes to dealing with debt collectors this. It's a very common problem. Let's say Mark Lundin has a debt for $10,000. Mark paid off the debt to debt collector one for $6,000 with the promise that if you paid the $6,000, that would satisfy the entire debt.
Yeah.
Great. You pay that $6,000. Problem is the net of that debt, the $4,000, often gets sold to debt collector number two, who then tries to collect the $4,000. Yeah. They're going to send dunning letters and they're going to put it on your credit report. If that happens, you call Matt because, you know, that's probably worth north of 20 grand right out the gate.
Yeah. You don't think of debt collectors or buyers of debt. Who would want to buy a debt? But, you know, they're gambling that they can recover that debt. And yeah, that's their gamble, I guess.
You know what? The market value of those accounts, depending on whether you're a first-level debt buyer, a second-level debt buyer, a third, fourth, whatever.
Wow.
First-level debt, I think they pay, last I checked, it was about 14 cents per estimated collectible dollar. So, you know, they'll pay, you know what, 14 cents or $14,000 for $100,000 portfolio of debt.
All right, Matt, thank you for letting us know about the debt collection. How can someone get a hold of you if they have any questions?
Call Lien Law Offices in Hayward, Wisconsin. You'll find us on Google.
Okay, very good. Very simple and easy. I like it. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, Mark.